So we get to the hotel, and I guess, what's the best way to describe this? The convention is called Psycho Vegas. If I told you the convention is called Psycho Vegas, what would you think about?
Maybe, like, well, who was the guy that did all the illusions? Chris Angel, the mind freak.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay, that's
maybe
good.
Like an illusion convention.
Yeah.
I have no idea what kind of conventions go on in Vegas.
All right, how about if I said that these people were all dressed in black? I would say 99% of all these people had ink or tattoos over 90% of their body. That there were multiple colors of different hairs. There were piercings everywhere. And I don't even know how else to describe it.
Have you seen Dodgeball?
Yes, I have.
Okay, did they look like that one team that Average Joe's had to face with the all black leather and everything like that?
Yeah, that could be it. This was a punk rock convention.
Oh, I was going down the BDSM route, never mind.
That's okay. A punk rock convention with punk rock concerts going on, and I don't know, I don't get scared, but when I see chains and leather, not that kind. let me tell you something. They are everywhere having the time of their life.
Mohawks.
And yeah, I mean, and it was funny because at the tables, talking to some of the dealers last night, they said, you know, they don't gamble. Very few of them are gambling. They're all just partying. And like I asked them, I said, well, is it normal for them to like be lighting up joints in the casinos? And they said they're doing it all over every day, every place.
So, Elf, this is apparently, there's a big concert happening too.
Yes.
Can I name some of the bands that I'm seeing?
Please do.
Yeah, please. Help me out here, okay. Because I'm seeing the people, Ryan. And last night, okay, here's what I tried to do. I'm going to get to your band names in a second. I was like going, okay, I'm going to tell people about this on the ticket in the morning, and I'm going to tell them what's going on. And, you know, they're going to go, yeah, okay, you're describing it, but we want to see it. So last night, I tried to get a picture taken with some of these folks. And I was looking for the wackiest looking people around. One of them had no shirt on, had the biggest breasts I'd ever seen, and she had an eye on one and a pair of lips on the other. I didn't get a picture with her. I got a picture with somebody else. I'll post it just to help.
Because like,
she wanted me to pay. I was going to have to pay her for the picture. So we gave her $5.
Is that your room service, Elf?
I think somebody, you know what it might be?
You want to do the band names while you go get your room service?
No. You know what it is? I think it's the people next door.
Uh-oh.
Seriously.
Go answer it and put them on air.
No,
yeah,
I don't.
Tell them you're doing a live radio show. Answer the door with the microphone in your hand.
You think I should?
Yes. Yeah, we can dump anything.
Live radio.
Okay, hang on. I don't know if it'll reach.
Here we go.
All right.
We can hear you if you talk loud enough.
Here we go, Jim.
Well, I don't know if this will... Hold
your laptop if you have to.
Just make sure you tell them you're on air.
I'm carrying my laptop. I'm carrying my laptop. Hold on. All right, I'm going to... Let's see if this works.
Oh, my God.
Am I still on the air?
This is about to be great.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. All right, hold on. I'm walking.
It must be though sweet if he's having to walk this far.
Okay, hang on. Now I'm going to the door.
Oh, this is good.
Yeah, dude, I'm sorry, man. We're on the other side of this door over here.
Are you hearing
me? It's pretty loud.
I'm so sorry.
Well, you know, they...
Would you like to be on the air in Dallas, Texas?
I don't know what's going on here. How long are you got? Because, like, we're... sharing this door here.
Oh, we're sharing the door.
Yeah.
How about if I got you, Bryce, get breakfast? Can I buy you breakfast?
I mean, how much longer you got, man? I know.
Maybe 30 minutes.
30 minutes?
Yeah.
All right, well, I'm...
45. Do you like bagels?
I'm just letting you know what's going on.
Okay,
I don't mean...
No, listen, you're very quick. Cool. Okay, all right, thank you so much. All right, very good. How did I do?
You did great. That was really uncomfortable, though.
Yeah, that guy was not in the mood. That guy
you don't know how uncomfortable that was.
Just be like a golf announcer for the rest of the show.
Okay, so hold on. Let me get back to where I was. Do you know how weird that was?
That was great, though. That's what makes radio great.
No. And the thing was, so I'm actually sitting at my room at a desk, but I'm at the desk that's up against a wall. And so he can obviously hear me. So, but you know what? I told him, what did I say, 30 minutes?
Yeah, we're almost done.
Okay, yeah.
Honestly, it's like 15 minutes if you include commercial
breaks. If that's the worst thing that's happening to him in Vegas, then he should consider himself lucky that he can't sleep.
Good job,
Elf. You think so, right?
That was great.
Okay. You know what we can do? Do you want to go with the bands here, or do you want to save them for 8:30?
Let's save them for 8:30. Because that was better than the band names, honestly. That was great.
Okay, very good. All right, and so what we'll do is we had that fun interruption of me waking up half the people in the hotel, especially people next to me. I'm going to have to get them breakfast, but I will. All right, so let's do this. Let's talk Inside the Cowboys Huddle coming up next. Episode number 2 on Hard Knocks. I cannot be the only person that felt this. We'll talk about it next. All right, 8:20 on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket. You got the Mark Elfenbein Show. Am I whispering, guys?
Your whisper is like normal talking for most of us.
Okay, do I sound like I'm in a tunnel?
You sound a little different, Elf.
Yeah, where are you, Elf?
I'm kind of in the bathroom now.
Mark that.
That's going to be a drop now.
I'm sorry. Well, that was an interesting developing situation, wasn't it?
I'm sure we may be hearing that again on a particular Friday segment here on the
station.
Okay,
well, see here, I'm in Vegas. I'm at the Pacquiao fight last night, which we didn't even get to talk about the fight at all, I don't believe, but we will in a little bit. And I tried to set myself up down in the casino. You know, they have some studios down there. But when you're doing it from 5 to 7 a.m., there's nobody there, so it doesn't matter. And then I thought, okay, well, if I'm doing it from my room, there are thousands of rooms at the Mandalay Bay, and they all connect. And when we got the ball rolling, I just thought, okay, everything's okay, right? Either they're drunk and passed out next door, and nobody hears me. But I've been told that you can hear me on Central Expressway and not even on the radio. So was that quite uncomfortable when he came and knocked on the door?
Yeah, because you were trying to be so nice. You were offering him breakfast. All he wanted to know was, when are you going to be done?
he was ready to trade. And I don't know, like, maybe everyone's different, but I'll take a nice big breakfast over 30 minutes of sleep. But, you know, 30 more minutes. But, yeah, he was not in the mood to negotiate.
And you know what? Imagine a guy... I answer the door, and I'm holding my Yeti microphone. I've got earplugs in my ears, and I'm holding my laptop, and I'm balancing those in my two hands. Then I open the hotel door, and I don't know what I'm about to see, right? Because all I know is somebody's banging on my door. Is somebody going to be pissed off or going to have a gun? You know what? And I see a guy that's just wearing shorts and a t-shirt. You know, he's got a full beard and a mustache. And
was he 20s, 30s?
You know what? I would say he was late 30s, early 40s. But he was really cool. I mean, you probably could tell, right?
Yeah, he seemed cool. He just wanted to know when you were going to be done.
the thing was, is when he said how much longer, I really didn't have an idea how much time. So when I told him another 30 minutes, was I close?
Yeah, because you're going to do 15 here, and then you'll do 15 again, and the mix will be a little bit less, and there's commercials. So, yeah, you were probably spot on.
I probably really should order them room service and have it delivered, right?
Just send a nice, like, bouquet or something.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Sad. Appreciate that. 837, Sports Radio 96.7 at 1310 The Ticket. Yes, it's the Mark Elfmine Show. Yes, Jay King is doing a great job. Sad Yusuf doing a great job. Ryan Madian doing a great job. They're back at the mothership. I am in a bathroom at the Mandalay Bay Hotel, as I've been here all week for the Pacquiao fight. And the only reason I'm in the bathroom is why, gentlemen?
Neighbors.
Because you got in trouble.
I got in trouble. Yeah, doing the show.
You're in detention.
Yeah, I'm in detention. I'm here in Vegas. I've been kicked, not out of my room, but I've kind of, I woke up the people next door to me. I offered them breakfast.
Are you in the room by yourself, Elf? Or is there anyone else staying? Is there anyone else staying with you, or you're in the room by yourself?
My buddy's in the room next door to the room that I'm in. He's in the room, but I'm in another room in the room. It's a big room.
Was he awake, or was he able to sleep through it?
He, believe it or not, he's out.
Still?
See, yeah.
If he can sleep there. Maybe that guy's just a light sleeper.
No, maybe I think, so.
Oh, you mean he's out like asleep or out like in Vegas, out still?
No. Well, no. He's sleeping. He's I had to stop him from freaking sleeping so loud, for crying out loud.
Oh, okay. You got to clarify these things in Vegas.
So know? Maybe your voice isn't that loud. Maybe that guy's just a really light sleeper.
Thank you.
Maybe we did nothing wrong.
I don't believe that, but I appreciate that. Look, I'll find out when I walk out of my hotel room and I go into the hallway if I've got people waiting on me. See, because you know what? Okay, here's the scary part. I told you about the convention that's here, the punk rock convention. What if I walk outside and they're all waiting for me with chains?
Just mohawks and nose rings,
yeah.
Waiting. They got their bats pounding them on their hand, just waiting for you.
Maybe I don't have to worry about that. Ryan, you said you had some band names.
I do. If anybody's interested in attending Psycho Fest, I guess what there is the official.
Have you ever heard of Psycho Fest in your life?
No, I have not, but I'm very interested after learning of the bands and some of their song offerings for our listening ears. Would you like them now?
I would love them.
Okay, so headlining the Psycho Fest in Vegas, where Elf is right now. We have the Flaming Lips. We've all heard of them. That's a great band. Followed by the Flaming Lips, Cannibal Corpse. With the musical stylings of their songs on the album Kill in 2006, Make Them Suffer. Also, you could hear them perform A Skull Full of Maggots.
Okay, see, look, you've given two band names and four song titles. Now you can understand when I saw what I was seeing, I was like going, okay, do I need to hide myself? I mean, I was a little fablungened when I saw these folks. They look a little scary.
Or how about this one on Cannibal Corpse's 1991 album, Butchered at Birth, Meat Hook Sodomy.
Don't forget Hammer Smash Face.
Also starring in Psycho, after Cannibal Corpse, Dying Fetus.
Oh my gosh.
Followed by Obituary. This one we're not even sure we can say on air, but why not just say it anyway? Goat Whore.
Sorry for you people going to church.
Also,
oh no.
Curl Up and Die. Creeping
this
Death.
This is all here. All this is here at the Mandolin.
You may be that may have been the lead singer of Curl Up and Die that knocked on your door. this one's for Danny. Dingo Fever.
Hey, I gotta go get that t-shirt.
Or Black Sabbath cover band, Black Sabbitch.
Oh, God.
That's a great name.
Full of Hell. And then, Elf, if you have Google in front of you, I want you to Google this one. Pro Fanatica. Okay. Pro Fanatica. Just Google them and look at the images. Pro Fanatica.
Okay, hold on. I'm gonna Google.
While he's doing that, you could also see I Hate God. And Please Don't Miss the Set by DJ Pubes.
DJ Pubes. The DJ Ringenberg?
Oh, my God.
Are you looking at him right now? This is Pro Fanatica, the metal band out of I'm not sure where. Does that look like the people you're seeing, though?
Okay, that... Yes. Okay, yes. With the makeup, with the piercings, with the hair, with the earrings. And they're, well, okay, like I told you, there was one lady walking around last night with no top on, and she had an eye on one boob and a pair of lips on the other.
So, yeah, so that's some of the notable names that you can see at Psycho Fest in Vegas.
Unbelievable. Okay, well, that's what's here.
Will you just taste the soup? All right, I'll taste the soup. Where's the spoon? Aha! Aha!
Well, every Sunday about this time, we get to get our spoons out. We get to taste the soup, talk about whatever the hell we feel like talking about, even if we're doing it from a bathroom at the Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas. We also get to chat with Work in Progress. I assume the boys are in the building, are they?
I love Vegas Elf. I'm just imagining you in the hotel suite from The Hangover, where a party ended about 3 hours ago. There's just people passed out everywhere, and then Elf is in his bathroom.
Are you sitting on the toilet?
No, I'm actually going to send out a picture I just took of me finishing up the show in the bathroom. I'm supposing the guy that was banging on my door, what, was about 8, 10, hasn't heard anything in the last hour, or he's just given up.
We just had a good time during the break or during your last segment imagining that guy listening to you talk about Garrett Gilbert to yourself. He's like, what is this guy screaming in the next room about? Why does he care about AJ McCarron? Does he care?
Man, I've seen some things in Vegas, but I have never heard anyone talk about Garrett Gilbert
to himself
at 6 o'clock in the morning local time.
Oh my God! Yeah, like he's ever heard of Ben DiNucci?
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Like, who is this Ben DiNucci?
This guy's
man?
Losing his mind.
This guy hates Ben DiNucci. I don't know who he is, but this sounds like a terrible person, man.
Oh,
yeah. So
my
I got
God.
So you offered him breakfast, and that had me wondering of what the Mandalay breakfast situation is, and I started Googling, and I found the Bayside Buffet, which I believe is in the Mandalay Bay. And I was wondering how much it costs for breakfast at Mandalay
Bay.
Okay,
we were there. There was a place called Della's, D-E-L-L-A-S. It's a breakfast place. And I noticed the other morning when we went, if you just wanted to get two eggs, some extra, extra, extra crispy bacon, and some toast and hash browns, it was $23.95.
Yikes.
Yeah, I'm seeing this, the Bayside Buffet, which I guess is temporarily closed because of COVID.
No more buffet?
Yeah.
You could do brunch on Sunday brunch,
yeah.
Listen to some Work in Progress. For adults, it's $25.99, and for $7 extra, you can get unlimited sparkling brut. So like some champagne for mimosas. That's not that bad. And it's all-you-can-eat buffet, so like $32. That's not too bad for a Vegas buffet with
all-you-can-eat
and drink.
Everything in Vegas is way overpriced. You just you know that going in.
They got you by the hutchkies here. You know, I mean, it's just, it doesn't even matter. I went to get a Starbucks cup of coffee the other day. It was $8.99.
Eight?
You know, but...
You
told
who you were?
Yeah.
No,
you have to say you're
I did
elf
not.
From the ticket.
Yeah. I'm the guy that wakes people up at 6 in the morning. Oh, my God.
Man, what a cool thing to tell people.
I'm going to start working on our song.
Was that real or was that a drop?
I think that's
I'm going to start working on our song.
Some J magic.
Okay, I was about to say, is Elf just going to the bathroom in the middle of our segment?
Okay, so I want to circle back to something that Justin asked at the beginning of this mix. He asked if Elf is on the toilet. And I'm picturing Elf doing the show from the bathroom. If he's not sitting on the toilet, where are you in the bathroom? Because that seems like the most natural place... only place to sit down, unless you're like in the bathtub.
He's curled up in the bathtub like a woman in a Lifetime movie.
No,
crying, let the water hit him.
Let me see if I can do this here. I'll take a quick picture.
Be careful.
Let's not see any of the beach.
Yeah, I don't want to see what's in the toilet.
I'm just going to tweet it out real quick.
Okay.
Here it comes. I am Elf, and I'm going
to... Okay, there it is. That is that's a nice bathroom. I don't think they cleaned the mirror before you checked in, but...
Well, yeah.
It's, okay, you got a chair in the... That's fancy. Yeah. If you get a chair in the... That's probably from...
Think the rolling
the living area he brought it in, but...
We like to think he was sitting on the
couch. The leather recliner is not next to the bathtub.
You got the... You got the door to the shower. That's always pretty fancy. You don't have a shower curtain. It's pretty nice.
Listen, we got through it. We had some fun. I've never in my 27 years at the Ticket, I've never been on an e-brake, so maybe.
Well, time for everything.
We'll campaign for you. We might revisit that because Justin hasn't heard it yet. We might revisit that moment at 11:30 today. To end the show.
All right, gentlemen, thanks for helping me finish this in the bathroom at the Mandalay Bay.
Anytime. Hopefully we can do this again sometime where least one of us is in the bathroom.
All right, thanks to Jay King. Thanks to Saad Youssef. Thanks to Ryan Medin. We thank you. Thanks to the guy next door to me here at the Mandalay Bay for allowing me to wake his ass up. I'll see you next Sunday. I'm Mark Elfenbein.